fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals. May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello and welcome, Splendid viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Yorebird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. In Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies Channel 65. In Utul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingchun Cable TV. You can also log on to Supreme Master Television at www.suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, the European Union is expected to phase out plasma televisions. In education news, the Philippines helps all of its children go to school. In animal news, Liesel, a gorilla in Hungary, receives a rare operation. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 20th, acclaimed photographer and environmentalist Ansel Adams was born in 1902 in San Francisco, USA. Mr. Adams was instrumental in launching the movement to protect the Earth when his photographs showing the incredible beauty of our natural landscape were published in the Sierra Club's This is the American Earth in 1960. Mr. Adams was considered a technical master of photography. His innovations helped photographers to better express their visions in their work. Mr. Adams was honored with several awards, including the United States Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1980. May the work of Mr. Ansel Adams and other nature-loving photographers continue to remind us of the indescribable preciousness of our glorious planet.
Surprise Live News. Video conference with Supreme Master Qinghai during Philippine former president's visit to Formosa or Taiwan.
His Excellency Fidel V. Ramos, the 12th President of the Philippines and Chairman of the Ramos Peace and Development Foundation, has been invited to Formosa to visit the Taiwanese Chamber of the South Philippines, a nonprofit association that promotes the two regions' closer ties. In February 2007, Supreme Master Ching Hai had presented the esteemed statesman with the Shining World Leadership Award in a grand ceremony in Shihu, Formosa. As part of his trip, His Excellency Mr. Ramos had expressed his wish to visit the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Center in Taipei.
Honored by this opportunity, our association members invited Mr. Ramos and other visiting dignitaries as special guests to participate in the conference Act Now for a More Peaceful and Safer World.
Also invited as a guest of honor was Supreme Master Ching Hai, who was unable to be present but graciously agreed to attend via video conference instead. The live video conference, Act Now for a More Peaceful and Safer World, with Supreme Master Ching Hai and Philippine former President Fidel Ramos, will be held this coming Saturday, February 21st at 4 p.m. local time in Formosa and 9 a.m. Central European time. We respectfully welcome His Excellency Fidel V. Ramos to Formosa and our association centers. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for making time in her busy schedule to accept this invitation. May heaven bless the Philippines and Formosa evermore with shared friendship and peace.
News. Southern Sudan receives aid for peace. $13.5 million is being contributed by the International Fund for Agricultural Development, or IFAD. The Netherlands is donating $9 million, and $3.4 million will come from the Southern Sudanese government. The funded projects are intended to assist 38,000 of the least fortunate households in southern Sudan to improve agriculture in rural areas as well as provide better public services. Heaven smiles on your generosity, International Fund for Agricultural Development, the Netherlands, and Government of Southern Sudan. With support such as yours, surely the gentle Sudanese people will soon resume natural lives of peaceful prosperity.
Olac Sy's German doctor becomes Minister of Economy for Lower Saxony. Born in Olac or Vietnam, Dr. Philip Rossler grew up in Germany and began his political career when he was elected parliamentary party leader of the Free Democratic Party or FDP for the German federal state of Lower Saxony. With his latest appointment, he will become the youngest minister of economy for a federal state. Our respectful salute, Dr. Philip Rossler, on your new role. We wish you the very best in serving the noble ideals of your fellow citizens.
Turkey's cigarette consumption decreases. Deputy Chairman of Tobacco and Alcohol Market Regulation Agency, or TAPDK, Mehmet Küçük, reported that Turkey's cigarette consumption has diminished 1.1% in the last 6 months of 2008 compared to the same period in 2007. This trend is attributed to the introduction of a smoking ban in January 2008 and is expected to continue with a further ban in enclosed public spaces, which will be effective July 19, 2009. Deputy Chairman Küçük said, "After smoking is banned in all enclosed restaurants and bars, cigarette consumption will drop more." Kudos, Your Excellency, and Turkey on your effective implementation of these smoke-free initiatives. We pray the day will soon come when all the world's citizens enjoy the immense benefits of smoke-free living.
Another danger from cigarettes. U.S. researchers at the Massachusetts General Hospital for Children are using the term third-hand smoke to describe the toxins that cling to not only smokers but also their surrounding environment, such as curtains and carpet. These substances pose a hazard, especially to young children or animals that may have hand or paw-to-mouth contact with toxins from contaminated areas. Dr. Jonathan Winnikoff, lead author and assistant director of the hospital's Center for Child and Adolescent Health Policy, also cautioned, When you come into contact with your baby, even if you're not smoking at the time, she comes in contact with those toxins. And if you breastfeed, the toxins will transfer to your baby in your breast milk. Thank you, Dr. Winnikoff and colleagues, for these facts about the many effects of smoke toxins in our environment. May we be more compelled than ever to eliminate this harmful substance in favor of a pure atmosphere in which our children and animal companions can thrive.
Some of the tragic tolls of smoking. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Cost of smoking-related illnesses, $96 billion in the United States alone. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease. Coronary thrombosis. Cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure, cancer, lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidneys cancer, bladder cancer, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis, stroke, impotence. Additional harms for secondhand smoking, sudden infant death syndrome, infertility, miscarriages and premature deliveries, childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection, cleft lip or palate, hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys, circulatory problems in women, plus more. For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
Morocco hosts event for book lovers. The 15th International Book Fair under the patronage of His Majesty King Mohammed VI began last Friday in Casablanca. With this year's theme of In the Book Kingdom, the event and its 500 international participants are sponsoring 171 different activities, including seminars and lectures, with various intellectuals and authors being honored. Kuwait is one of the leading participants in the fair and is featuring many publications. Congratulations, Your Majesty and Morocco, for this harmonious literary event. Happy reading to your many attendees for a memorable time with friendships that blossom across the land.
Hero dog saves two families from fire. Late one evening, the barking of Tiger the dog awakened Velma Boyd from Raleigh, North Carolina, USA. Smelling smoke when she awakened, Ms. Boyd ran to get her neighbor, Patricia Calvin, and her four children away from the fire. It took the fire crew 3 hours to douse the blaze, and the two families lost all of their belongings. The hero dog is in need of medical care, and concerned citizens have been donating to the Humane Society to pay for his treatment. Donations are also pouring in to support the two families' recovery. Supreme Master Ching Hai is sending $500 to each family to assist in their recovery, as well as her number one international best-selling books, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds, as gifts. Tiger is also being honored with the Shining World Hero Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai, along with a $1,000 donation toward his medical care, in addition to veggie bones, food, and other gift treats. A hero salute, Tiger, for your life-saving and loving intelligence in alerting Ms. Boyd to the presence of danger. May you and all cherished animal companions be ever surrounded by the love and care you so deserve.
Save our planet. 2 minutes to change to raise awareness of global warming.
Children of the earth.
This coming Sunday, February 22nd, our association members in more than 25 countries around the world will launch a worldwide event to raise awareness on the best solution to climate change.
Many centers are hosting their own unique activities, from skits performed in downtown Seoul, South Korea, to group hugging an inflatable planet in Sao Paulo, Brazil's Paulista Avenue, to famous musicians and the city mayor appearing at the Culture Plaza in the capital of Costa Rica. The highlight of the event will be a 2-minute freeze at a designated time to bring attention to the current global climate destabilization. public will be invited to find out more about being veg and going green to save the planet. In addition, many local and national radio, television, and newspaper groups will be covering our association's activities to raise awareness about the effects of climate change and what people can do. Following are some of the media, VIPs, and organizations who are showing their active support. Upon hearing of their good hearts and earth-saving events, Supreme Master Ching Hai sent a message to thank our association members and wish them luck and success.
The event takes place on February 22nd, coinciding with Supreme Master Ching Hai Day. 15 years ago, on that day, 6 United States governors jointly declared their recognition of Supreme Master Ching Hai's humanitarian works and spiritual leadership. For this year's event, everyone is invited to participate in the 2 Minutes to Change on Sunday, February 22nd, and join hands in the peaceful global activity to help save our precious planet. For more information, locations, and times, please visit www.feb22event.com.
We thank our association members worldwide and all supportive organizations, government officials, and media for being part of this exciting and meaningful event. We are grateful to Supreme Master Ching Hai, whose guidance at this time in our history is not only inspiring but invaluable. With our days to make a difference numbered, may all humanity unite to be veg, go green, and save the planet.
Save our planet. India administered Kashmir acts to restore vital wetlands. A partnership between India, several concerned non-governmental organizations, and India's state government of Jammu and Kashmir is seeking to restore disappearing wetlands in the Kashmir Valley and elsewhere in the region. 3 main wetlands areas are receiving funds for rehabilitation activities, which include the removal of weeds and silt. Our sincere appreciation, India, and all other government leaders and organizations for your work together to revive the vital wetlands. May they soon flourish once again for the beauty and benefit of all life.
Save our planet. UK speed bumps to generate energy. Designed by former Sustainable Energy Advisor to the United Nations, Mr. Peter Hughes, these new road structures generate electricity as they slow traffic by harnessing energy through a mechanical device installed beneath the road surface. Planned for eventual use throughout the nation, the electrokinetic road bumps are being installed in London initially and will be used to power streetlights, traffic lights, and road signs, with any surplus being transferred to the national grid. Bravo, Mr. Peter Hughes, for this innovative green invention. We look forward to seeing cities and towns worldwide enhancing safety while creating sustainable illumination at the same time.
Save our planet. Global warming accelerating faster than predicted. According to Dr. Chris Field, co-chair of the Nobel Peace Prize-winning United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the current rate of temperature increase from rising greenhouse gas emissions may set tropical forests ablaze and cause widespread melting of northern tundra. Saying that the IPCC's 2007 report had underestimated global warming for this century, the senior scientist stated that the events catalyzed by these rapidly accelerating temperatures could trigger runaway CO2 releases. He warned, "We don't want to cross a critical threshold where this massive release of carbon starts to run on autopilot." Dr. Field, "We are thankful for this reminder of the fragile state of our environment. Let us all unite in taking swift and caring measures to conserve our planetary home." During an international seminar with our association members in Austria in February 2008, Supreme Master Qinghai shared her insight that some of these harmful greenhouse gases have already been accumulating in our atmosphere.
The gas fuming from the ocean and from the land that's been defrosting is fuming everywhere. It's just that at the moment it's not so intense. And then you probably have a headache when you pass by some place, you don't know why suddenly the headache comes. You don't know suddenly your heart hurt, burns. You don't know why today your liver is no good. And then you take medicine and you forget about it. But it'd be more and more intense if we don't do something.
You mean it's already started?
It started a long time already.
Vegetarianism and religion. The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on some aspects of health and healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Cao Dai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius.
Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adi Lila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata, Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field, tract of the quiet way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow, Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Save Our Planet. U.S.-based General Electric Company installs energy and water-saving technologies in an Ohio, USA plant, which are expected to significantly reduce energy and water consumption.
Save Our Planet. At the Te Whanganui Open Sanctuary in New Zealand, two wild kiwi chicks hatch for the first time in 60 years.
Save Our Planet. China's National Meteorological Center explains that recent high temperatures up to 36 degrees Celsius across the nation are the result of an early spring due to global warming.
Hello, I'm Oda the Wombat, and I sure do live on an animal-free diet. For a delicious tip on plant-based food, I like to tell about brown rice syrup. It's considered to be one of the healthiest sweeteners and can be substituted for white sugar or honey in a recipe. Or you can use this buttery flavored liquid by itself over vegan pancakes, on toast, or mixed in with tea. To find some, try your local health food store or online. Thank you for your attention. And thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Let's now take a look at the worldwide weather.
In good governance news, the European Union will set regulations regarding plasma televisions. Compared to the cathode ray tube models, the large flat screen televisions consume four times the energy. Governments in Europe are finalizing a proposal to legislate minimum standards which should take effect this spring. Plasma televisions will be given an energy rating to allow consumers to make informed decisions. Those that use the most energy will eventually be discontinued. We laud your support, European Union, of ensuring a greener tomorrow. With a quick adoption of sustainable technology, may we live in closer accord with Mother Nature.
In education news, disadvantaged children in the Philippines are helped to go to school. A program sponsored by the Philippine Department of Education provides a small monthly stipend to underprivileged youngsters between the ages of 6 and 15 who are required to attend school regularly. After just over 1 year of operation, the project has served 300,000 families. It has been found that school attendances has increased and the standard of living improved for the beneficiaries of this program. We send our sincere appreciation to the Philippine Department of Education, and God bless your commitment to helping your citizens. May the fine people of your nation thrive in harmony and abundance. Coming up on Noteworthy News, veterinarians and doctors perform a rare operation on Liesl, a female gorilla. We'll let the cat out and come right back. More loving news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, caring news for a contented world. In animal news, Liesl, a 32-year-old gorilla, receives a rare medical operation. Lovely Liesl from the Budapest Zoo in Hungary underwent surgery to remove a possible malignant growth from her ovary. It was the first operation of this type in Hungary, and it is uncommon worldwide. Our heartfelt thanks, doctors and veterinarians who assisted in Liesl's surgery, for your care in helping our beautiful co-inhabitant. May all receive the best care possible to have healthy and vibrant lives.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, A Glass of Juice.
A monkey went into a bar and asked for an orange juice. The bartender gave him a glass of juice and the monkey gave him a $10 bill. The bartender thought he's a monkey anyway, he wouldn't know the difference. So he didn't give him back the change. The monkey kept drinking his orange juice and the bartender just made a conversation with him, say, you know, we don't see a lot of monkey coming here ever. So the monkey said to him, no wonder. If you sell a glass of orange juice for $10, we are not coming back.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
All of your videos are so powerful and informative. If I wasn't vegan before seeing your videos, I would have become one. Great job, and good luck for future work. Rochelle.
Supportive Rochelle, how fantastic to know yet another vegan. We pray that more will join in the veg circle once they understand that compassionate living is our only choice for a sustainable planet. Let's all work together so that in 2009, humanity accepts the high sign, being vegan is our only lifeline. Heaven blesses you abundantly for your kindness toward our animal co-inhabitants, with all our love.
Do you have a heartline today? We really appreciate your comments and stories from your area. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen. We have very much enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your moments be uplifted with peace and inner music.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Somalia's new Prime Minister, Omar Abdirashid Ali Shamarke, says he wishes to speak with various Islamic groups to negotiate national peace through dialogue.
Saudi leader Prince Mekran bin Abdulaziz delivers a message from Saudi King Abdullah to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to further relations of peace.
California State Senate Majority Leader Dean Flores introduces a bill in the State Senate to end the painful and unnecessary process of tail docking for dairy cows.
Jordan's significant improvement in providing health care to all citizens, as well as other human rights enhancements, has been greatly applauded by Kuwait and the United Nations.
The Israeli humanitarian organization, Eye from Zion, is providing free eye surgeries for patients in the Olexis or Vietnamese provinces of Ninh Binh and Nghệ An.
To support current peace talks, a 10-day truce has been established between the Pakistani government and the Taliban leaders in Pakistan's Swat Valley region.
To help reduce Zambia's child mortality rates and enhance maternal health, the health department launched a program to train personnel in remote rural communities.
Martin Luther King III pays tribute to late Indian leader and pacifist Mohandas Gandhi as he commemorates the 50th anniversary of his father, Reverend Martin Luther King Jr.'s pilgrimage to India.
Egypt Today magazine reports on the myriad ways to obtain delicious and inexpensive vegetarian food in Egypt and especially Cairo.
Bahrain's National Museum opens a biographical exhibit on Saudi Arabia's late King Saud, recognized for his visionary development, including a proposed bridge between Bahrain and Saudi Arabia. Details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com.